Hello. Happy Thursday to you. Tim Knight here, and it is an odd day. Couple of things going on. First, of course, after the close yesterday, a bunch of earnings, but the most notable one was Meta, and they went plunging. At one point, they were down like 20% of their market cap, about $250 billion in shareholder value. That was good, huh? Let's edit that out, shall we? I'm allergic to Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, no more. What's cooking? So that fell, and the NASDAQ was looking really weak, and et cetera, et cetera. And then this morning, just to make things even more bearish, inflation came in hot with the kind of PCE, the real PCE is coming in tomorrow morning, but inflation came in hot and the economy was weakening, much weaker than they thought. So we've got disappointing company reports, inflation still strong, economy weak, and basically not a good scene. And the market was down really hard, and we're still down, but not much. About two-thirds of that plunge were kind of erased. And in fact, some sectors like semiconductors are annoyingly robust right now. So all in all, kind of a meh. And then there'll be a lot more earnings after the close today. So we've got Microsoft, I believe. We've got Google, aka Alphabet. We've got some charts to catch up on. So there's a lot cooking, and then the real PCE comes out tomorrow morning. So let's jump into the charts. Let me share my screen with you, and we will catch up. Okay, now, we're still range-bound right now. On the one hand, we have broken below this important red dashed line, and ultimately, what will be required to really get things cooking on the downside is a break of those lows we saw last week. Right now, as I say, we're range bound. We fell below the top. We retraced, peaked yesterday, and I thought would be falling hard today. But across the board, most of the of that drop is gone. In fact, we could turn green by the close the way this is going, because we have gone up. Let me just see if I can figure this out here. 50. Yeah, we've recovered like 60 points on the ES, something like that. So it's been quite the turnaround. Plunge protection team, I don't know what exactly is going on. It's not like they undid the news. The diamonds, also up and also range bound, like so. And by range bound, I mean we've got resistance up here and support down here. And for the past couple of 3 weeks, we've been just banging around in that area. Transports are up. And you're probably starting to see a trend here time and time again, where we've got these topping patterns and we fell away from it. And now we're pushing back toward the underside of it. And the key is not to re-penetrate those topping patterns. That remains to be seen. I mean, again, I am stunned at how robust this market is today. If Microsoft, Intel, Google, you know, say pleasing things this evening, who knows? We could go ripping higher tomorrow and completely lay waste to all these little tops that I'm talking about. But so far that hasn't happened. But it is a, if you had told me this morning that we'd be seeing virtually no drop, like we're down 1/3%, I would have been a little surprised. IWM, this one was particularly interesting because it was actually green, even after the Meta news and all the other nastiness from last night. But the moment that inflation report hit and the economy, the GDP report hit, the IWM, that is to say the /RTY, went plunging like in a big, big hurry. So it's still down a little bit more than the rest. The RTY is down about 0.5% right now, also range bound, like so. And so the key is not to violate this dashed line, which for this week was Tuesday's peak. Let's jump overseas. EEM, we're still pushing higher on this, and the gap on this one's like so, 41.22. So still within the confines of that sweeping sine wave. EFA, like so, also range bound at the bottom end. We've got the low from last week. 75.89, and up here is the red resistance line, 78.24. So the jury is still very much out. Just at the risk of being completely repetitious, my supposition today was that we would be winding the day up pretty near the lows. Ain't gonna happen. Right now we're near the highs of the day, just pushing higher by the moment. ES and NQ both down only about 0.33%. And as I said, the RTY down only a half of a single percentage point. Let's catch up with the earnings from last night. And let's start off with one that seems to never disappoint, Chipotle CMG. This one is up an eye-popping $192, lifetime high. This is one I don't go near. This is like bear kryptonite. I find through hard experience that Chipotle basically always seems to come through. It has not disappointed for about 6 years or so. But yeah, lifetime high on this, and it's just an incredible stock for a restaurant that sells, you know, burrito bowls. To have a PE of 66 and to be valued at this level is just, it's a very well-run business. There's no doubt about that. On the other hand, some of the tech areas not doing so great as the burrito makers. ServiceNow NOW down hard about $35, even with all the recovery we've seen. And nice clean top on this. We can augment this a bit. Let's just toss in a horizontal line like so, anchored to yesterday's low. That is to say, we've got a new gap to work with like that. So we're getting back toward that rounded top, but that's still a cool little top. And unlike last time, we talked about this yesterday, we did not go bursting out of this top. We have completed this topping pattern. So that's different than last time. IBM also down quite hard. And let's keep beating this dead horse. There was a time if IBM was down 8%, the whole market would be crashing. But now it's like nobody cares. But Big Blue is plunging away. And here too, we can update this chart a bit with a horizontal like so. Just anchor that to yesterday's low to highlight that new gap that we've got in the new topping pattern we've got to work with. And then the big news was Meta, formerly known as Facebook. And this one's a very cool chart. This is the lifetime trend line. This is anchored all the way back to the ultimate low back in 2012. And as you can see, we were above that trend line for the longest time. We cut below it back in 2022, and it looked like the company was practically going to go out of business. I mean, it was just incredible how much it fell. An absolute catastrophe. Then an explosive move higher. And here's the cool part. That trend line kept flip-flopping from support to resistance. So it was resistance here. The last earnings report, it just catapulted up like so, and then climbed lifetime high just a few weeks ago. And then we've got this enormous gap down here. And the cool part, look where the low was today, almost perfectly at that trend line. That trend line has real power. So this is still holding as support, and it could well recover back to this gap. There's gaps all over the place, like so. So that would be the new resistance level. So it's still down about $50, about 10%, not nearly as bad as it was. It's cut in half its gains from earlier. Sorry, I've just got to do a little message here. Moving on, Amazon. Now, Amazon reports, I think, next Tuesday afternoon. The only reason I pointed this out is because the NASDAQ stocks were affected just in general from the Meta news and to a lesser degree the IBM news. Amazon was down hard this morning thanks to all that commotion with Meta. As with everything else, it's recovering. And as with everything else, it's got a new gap to work with. So in this case, 176.18. So that's what's going on there with Amazon. NVIDIA. Now, as I said, semiconductors have been surprisingly strong. NVIDIA, semiconductors obviously have a lot less to do with Meta than, say, Amazon has to do with Meta. So they were down a little when Meta was barfing all over the place, but they just don't care anymore. On the other hand, we're still below a crucial resistance zone, which is constructed of two items. One, this horizontal right here, and two, this midline of the channel. And so This is pushing back, and we have not violated this. This is still bearishly configured, but it's up 4.13%, so it's definitely fighting back from the droopage we had yesterday. SMH in general up, not quite to that degree, but it too is pushing up toward an important resistance level, 216.47. Incidentally, Intel's a surprisingly small part of the SMH, but that reports this afternoon, and that will inform the movement here as well. One other semi-item, AMD. This one has violated a very important support level here, but it's pushing up, and so that has an important new resistance level as well, 161.81. So all kinds of stuff cooking. One long item that I've been mentioning just keeps doing well. This is one of the very few stocks I can point to and say with a straight face, this looks genuinely bullish, is Oscar Health, OSCR. And it's just clicking right along, you know, a little bit higher every day, pretty much, and approaching what would be an important new prospective breakout level. So that's OSCR. As far as tonight goes, Microsoft, this one has broken an important trend line already. That's interesting. The key on this one is this gap, 406.78. My guess on this, I have no position, but my guess on this is inclined toward going down based on that trend line failure. Alphabet, Google, this one is right near lifetime highs. I don't feel strongly about this, and this one tends to be very, very stable. You don't tend to see like gargantuan plunges or rises on this one, so I won't even enter an opinion on that. Intel, this has been just bashed to pieces, and on this one I'd be inclined to say it's going to go up just because the dang thing has been so battered over the past several months. I'm not sure how much stuffing there's left to beat out of this, plus there's a tremendous amount of activity down here to support it. So I guess net-net, I'm inclined to say Microsoft being down and Intel being up, but I must emphasize no positions in any of these. In the morning, some big oil stocks. We've got ExxonMobil, which is right near lifetime highs right now. Very, very strong. And Chevron, CVX, not quite as strong, but also near lifetime highs on that one. So just to wrap up with a few big index items here, the VIX is a very interesting critter, because what happened here was that we were bound by this range right here, and it finally busted out and went zipping higher, and we got up to 23.36, which these days is extraordinarily high, but then it plunged, and found support right at that mass of activity, and now it's starting to strengthen a bit. So that behaved as one might expect. In the Comp Q, the NASDAQ composite, you've just seen an amalgam of all those charts we've just looked at here, in the respect that we've got a top, but we've got strength and we're pushing toward that top. So I think tonight's earnings will help inform if that top means anything anymore. So I'm going to say farewell. I'm out of time, but good luck to you. I know there's a lot cooking this afternoon. I appreciate your time and attention, and we'll wrap up the week tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc., and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.